This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, April 14th. Well, there's a couple things going on. First of all, the retail sales report, in my opinion, is a disaster. It fell 1%. It's been down for the last 5 months. I know they revised February up slightly to a smaller decline, but it is a disaster. And I know January it was a blowout month, 3.2%, but again, this is a disaster. Consumers are not spending on big ticket items. The rate increases have hurt real estate, which gets into furniture and appliances, building materials, garden supplies. The auto sales are suffering, okay? And it's interesting, the big banks announced today, and they all beat. And some of them have, you know, higher losses from consumers, but they're still posting record earnings. So it's really okay. As far as I'm concerned, the Fed has done a good job squeezing the economy, and they don't have to raise rates. Now, there's a big debate going on because those FOMC minutes were released on Wednesday, and they clearly show there's some doves on the Fed questioning the rate hikes. There's one hawk out there talking that they want to raise rates further. I think he's going to run into a lot of opposition. The Fed is well above market rates right now, and that's the key. And they are restrictive, and what we call the velocity of money, how fast money changes hands, is slowed down. The money supply is slowed down. So fascinating times, okay? You can see the banks are up on their beat today. That's good. It's going to be every stock for itself. We've had a very, very strong week. It's time for some stocks to settle down a bit. So if you get some of our great A-rated stocks and pullbacks here, it'd be a good time to buy. I do want to stress that there's some other interesting cross currents going on. Probably the most bullish thing for the multinationals is the dollar's losing its mojo. And this goes back to what we call the BRIC nations, okay? Brazil, Russia, India, China. China is waging a war to destabilize the U.S. dollar, okay? And Lula da Silva, the president of Brazil, is in Shanghai. He gave a speech yesterday calling for not only Brazil, but for all the other nations to stop trading U.S. dollars. Now, right now, 88% of international trade is U.S. dollars, 7% is Chinese yuan. It's going to be very hard to undermine the dollar because commodities are priced in dollars. But, you know, if China wants to, become the leader of the free world, you know, this is one of the first steps to do it. But then they have to have a good banking system. You know, they can't, you know, tell people they can't withdraw their money, you know. Not that long ago, they had tanks in the streets telling people they couldn't withdraw their money from banks. So it's interesting these economic wars we're having. Obviously, economic war is better than a real war. Obviously, the big leak in the Defense Department is big news right now. The reason everybody's so nervous about it is that it's running contrary to what we've been being told, okay? The report basically says Ukraine's in trouble and they're not doing that well, and also they wanted to invade deeper into Russia, which is something I don't think we authorized them to do, as we gave them equipment and whatnot. It also authorized we have troops there. Obviously, there's troops there to protect our embassy, but the question is, are they going anywhere else? So, the world's interesting place right now. It really is. And we're not getting along with each other very well, okay? And there's some cracks between us and Europe. There's a lot of disagreement on what to do with Ukraine now. And it's going to be interesting. The best thing that could happen, of course, would be a ceasefire for peace and prosperity to resume and all that good stuff. In the meantime, it looks like consumers are cheering up a bit. The Michigan sentiment survey came out. I like the conference board one a lot better, but at least Michigan was up today, so that's interesting. And consumers tend to cheer up in the spring because the weather gets great. So there is hope out there, folks, but the main thing you got to do is just have stocks that beat. And we showed that last week with Lamb & Weston, which is our French fry company. The banks are gapping up on their beat. So, you know, I think we're going to be okay here. So let's just let these earnings come out. Energy prices are meandering higher, as they always do in the spring. It's going to help our energy a bit. I have very positive analyst revisions under my stocks. So I'm extremely confident of a very good first quarter announcement season. So that's the silver lining critical path that we have to follow. The stock's a beat. I am expecting the market to broaden out just a bit. So we'll have more winners. So that's it. I want you to enjoy the weekend. It's always interesting out there. But clearly, if we have any news, it's that the Fed is done raising rates. They should not raise rates further. I don't care what any of them say. There's a very vocal minority on the FOMC now brewing that hopefully will cause them to not hike rates further. And then we can focus on an economic recovery. And that's the main thing we got to do, and we all got to cheer up. So that's it. It's Louie Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Have a great weekend, everybody.